Hello. It's gonna be a bit of a transition back for the semester for me. So I'm gonna be taking it. Hello. Oh no. Hello. Okay, well, we're starting off the spring semester with really just an amalgamation of different things that we wanted to play. Ina is not here right now. She's running late, or well, she's busy. She's a busy girl. So, wow. So, just a little catch up for what's going on this semester. So, last semester we were in FM, and this semester we're back in Dig, which is a different room. So, I haven't been dealing with this tech. It's basically the same, but it's just slightly different, and it's throwing me off. So, we had a bit of a slow start, but FM was a lot of pressure, and I think that Dig is a really good fit for our show. So, yeah, that's what we're sticking with for the semester, and hopefully all the semesters going forward. Well, and so a lot has happened, and I guess I was hoping this playlist could be a change of pace because it feels like there's been a pretty big change of pace since last semester, since this year began. So there wasn't really a focus theme. Ina's here while I was
Hello.
babbling. Yeah, this is new and I'm not used to it, and I was telling our imaginary
Oh,
audience,
I see.
like the aux is different. We're also on a different platform now, no longer using Spotify. Switch over to SoundCloud. I will say that makes it harder because SoundCloud is just not as organized, but I had my reasons for switching over. First though, we're going to be listening to a PSA because we're still doing those from the Maryland Adventure Program. Let's hope I know how to handle this tech.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Was it last year, like when there was like a band rehearsing in the room next door, it would all leak through, but I guess now they added some soundproof padding, and I don't know if it's because it's been a hot minute since we've been in the DJ studio, like after the sun goes down, like I'm just now noticing these LED lights, and it's just like it feels so foreign.
I feel like they've been here, but yeah, when I walked in, I had to whip out my phone flashlight because I forgot how dark it gets in
Yeah.
here. And turning on the lights just feels wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, you're in a bit of a, like a fishbowl, really.
Yeah.
There are windows everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel a bit self-conscious.
Mm-hmm. It's like when your parents tell you not to turn on the lights in the car, like, you just gotta
exactly.
keep it dark.
That is what it feels like, genuinely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna just jump right in. The first song is by Kim J. I've played his stuff so much. It's called Some Chic Blank, featuring Tara Yummy, which I thought was really funny. And I think she's Persian, so that's our show adjacent. But yeah, Kim J, big, or well, I guess maybe not big, but big in his field, very good in his field, producer, artist. And right after that, we have Art Gang Money by Swervy. Ina, do you want to talk on that a bit?
Yeah, this one is a song I listen to a lot when I need, like, a good hype song. It's just, like, a fun song from Swervy, who is a South Korean rapper. And she's kind of, like, she's made a good name for herself in the Korean hip-hop rap scene. Especially with, like, the thing with Korean hip-hop is that, like, a lot of rappers try to, like, seem tough and hard, but it's very male-dominated. And so I believe Swervy was on Show Me the Money, which is, like, a very popular rap survival show in Korea. And so, yeah, Swervy, she also does, like, a lot of collabs with other rappers. But this song is just, like, a really fun, nice walking song that I use to commute when I'm, like, late to class, because it gets my feet moving. But, yeah, it's not really of much substance. It's, like, pretty repetitive. Not too explicit, although it does have a little bit of, I guess, vulgar language. But it's not too vulgar. It's just, like, basic chanting, kind of. But, yeah, I'm not sure if I've had played this song before.
I don't think you have.
I haven't. But I listen to it very often, and it's one of my, like, I just go back to it. It's a song that I crave very often. But yeah, I don't really have that many comments about the artist or the song, other than that it's just fun to listen to.
Okay, great. Jumping in, Kim J first, followed by Swervy.
Okay, so yeah, let me get back into the Art Gang Money song. So it's featuring,
For context, we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, so I think part of the issue is the switch from Spotify to, SoundCloud? And because we are using SoundCloud, we were using aux, and this room, the digital radio, has always been kind of notorious for having problems with its wires, and I think particularly aux has had issues pretty frequently. So we believe that's why the aux is not really connecting to the program. We hear it very weakly on the feedback, like the feedback radios, but it's not going out onto the actual show. So that's why we're kind of doing a little chat break while we're fixing those technical difficulties. But so But yeah, SoundCloud, I honestly, I've heard of SoundCloud, but I've never used it personally. So this is like the first time that I've ever interacted with or like seen the interface. So it was very interesting to see it for the first time when Hana showed me the playlist for today. And I thought it was really cool how like there's like songs. I know SoundCloud is there's like a lot of unofficial songs on SoundCloud. And like unreleased music, which I think is really cool. So I definitely think I'm gonna make a SoundCloud like account after this so that I could like tap in and see what's on there, because there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of potential songs that like don't never get the chance to be on bigger streaming platforms.
Yeah, there's also just a lot more conversations on SoundCloud, so people can leave comments, you can see stream rankings to see who's listened to a song the most. People can upload basically anything they want, so it's just easier to find smaller artists. I will say the only negative is that you can't make collaborative playlists.
Oh.
I had to manually add in all of Ina's songs, but besides that, I've been enjoying my experience with it. Okay, hopefully this time it actually works.
Definition to this term. I just need that shit to buy new hoodies or something. Where the money at? Cause we love that shit. Bands in my pocket and my bra, hide that shit. You got the audacity to steal my shit. I put a hole in your face. My art game, bitch. Money art, money games. My weed spend it. Spread the moolah on my face. Look
keep on meaning cause 난 처음 떨어봐지네 오후 뒤에는 토끼 나는 머리 한번 풀고 네 여자친구 뺏지 자꾸 내 생각이 난데 네 옆에 있을 때 제일 Tigers on my feet I gang a smoothie Designer moody I'm on the bougie 네가 못 미치지 않은 이상 네 인생이 궁금할 리가 없지 Let's you pay me 나는 서울 달려 토끼 도쿄 와서 왔을 거야 몸을 low 깔지 I'm all flowing fire with that bass Sicking at the catches My money bitch face And my money made face hey. Like bread This is modern vision bread With you girls see me gone 아침에 눈치면 난 거기 없어 친구들 돈을 벌고 우리는 망할 리 없어 Straight up
Yeah. 지금 태어났어도 장 먹을 고간지 욕하는 애들은 계속 나를 욕하지 상대해줄게는 반대편 라 오락실 친구 없잖아 you welcome 고맙긴 보여주고 있지만 인정을 못하지 보여줄 건 엄청나서 매일 골랐지 난 이미 담담 레벨 안에 속하지 방 안에서 제발 나 너만 몰랐지 좌우로 조된 고개 거기에는 전혀 설득력이 없네 아직도 몰라 난 이웃 숨은 고개 나랑 마주치면 합절하고 그래 yeah. 소비가 30대가 됐을 때는 ready처럼 살고 싶대 Oh be like me 나는 돈 뭔지 옷 뭔지 파묻혀서 늙어 갈 거야 Oh be like me I game game 앞에 마이 택택 간지는 내 이름 사이에 쓰는 밀레임 I game game 내 처음이 FedEx 멋을 싫어 날로 motherfucking FedEx I game game 앞에 마이 택택 입금이 될 때만 달아나 내 시대 I game game 내 처음이 FedEx 멋을 싫어 날로 motherfucking FedEx
That was our first two songs, Some Chic Blank by
Kim J featuring Tara Yummy.
And then that was the song after that was Art Gang Money by Swervy and Reddy. So yeah, those are some nice songs. It's kind of summarizes what our overall playlist a little tidbit of what our overall playlist vibes are like and next up we have 60 BPM by Heartcore which is a hip-hop group which also includes Reddy and Swervy and this song is also I also listen to it while I commute while I walk around on campus because that's a very nice even though it says 60 BPM it's definitely not 60 BPM it's faster than that but it's a good song to walk to so any songs that I introduce I'm introducing them because these are songs that I hype myself up to when I'm walking to class so if you ever need songs hype songs while you're going to class I've got songs for you but yeah this is also a fun song it kind of gives me like runway music vibes which makes sense because I listen to it while I'm walking but yeah it's another like fun Korean hip-hop scene song
I totally get it it's a very strutty song like mm-hmm. you strut to it
yeah
like okay queen get your way through campus
mm-hmm.
So next song is Do It by Underscores which I think I've already played but you're not ready for this it's the Yves remix okay So Yves, it was a part of a K-pop group. Wait, a part of Luna.
Luna, yeah.
Yeah, and Luna. Now she's in her solo era, and she's doing really well. A lot of cool collabs she's doing with artists I listen to. It's a fun, overlap between the music I listen to and K-pop. And actually, I think that exists, like, everywhere, because a lot of the artists in, like, the hyperpop, electro, pop sphere are K-pop fans.
Yeah.
And they've definitely been inspired by K-pop, and a lot of the producers for these big K-pop groups are also producers for major pop records and pop stars in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big overlap there happening, is a big overlap. And the gap is closing, guys.
Yeah.
Example A right here, Underscores and Yves.
Yeah. And the song after that, like, since we're on the note about K-pop, The next song after that is 404 New Era by Kiki. And I was listening to the song and I was like, wait, like this has got that like it's got that like acidic synth, and I was like, what group is this? I looked at the album cover, it seemed like a very like cute very like aesthetic album cover. So I was thinking it was gonna be like a very like not indie, but you know, like those more underground groups. But then I looked
underground is not synonymous with the indie sound that you're talking about.
I'm trying to describe like underrated, like undiscovered, like not big. I didn't think they were gonna be a big artist, but then I clicked their profile. 1.82 million monthly listeners.
It's all like, about that manufactured authenticity.
Yeah, so I was super baffled by that, but it's and they're like a K-pop group, and I was like confused because I didn't know this K-pop has. I feel like K-pop has expanded into so many different genres, and they're just like kind of absorbing every single potential possible genre of music across the globe. It's kind of like crazy to, you can't even define K-pop anymore.
You can't call it K-pop. Yeah, it's not just K-pop. Korean music.
Yeah.
Petition to change it to K-music.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we're going to have Underscores and Eves. Wait, sorry. We're going to have
60 BPM. 60 BPM. By Hardcore.
And then Underscores and Eves. And then Kiki. And then I'm just going to play the fourth song after that. Cali Crazy by Fang, who's like a UK rapper, producer. He's kind of bigger, so I don't think he needs an introduction as much. But yeah, we're going to play those four.
Right here with my eyes out with this crunchy, sweet crunchy. Feel like they hold you so crisp, y'all chong baji. Only pulling up if it's walking. Distance, I feel like showing off my walking. 16 BPM.
I walk in the bed, so don't know that you might be 60. Nigga, not on my side, back in the fed. Bass, kick, all the guys in green. Boy, you get put in that mind, you get in that old, then shoelace squat, you get behind scene on. I'm boy, G. Now, remember, put the was a shin, so my kick. Walk it like I talk it, but I dare to boil, Georgie. What be already a new collection, nigga, ninja, nation, pay to that an ang song. The gang got a random, gold on a set, got a pantone.
There's no way from the runway. Only pieces from the runway where I'm always. They wanna see me get in all the crowd. So they run, 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 run from the runway. Optimistic fit pit with rings that I was in the shin by morning tea to woman daughter to sing songs. Nigga book you can keep on a project your body and move on chum body switch on your crystal. I feel like Zenny wanna blow my money and they always come back to me when I feel lonely. Cause I look like nigga when the photo and reality is me. Some 900 t-shirt on the Ike. Walking in your way uninvited, that just so be.
up to me. Give it up, 두려워하지 마. Break it up all night. 조금 더 미소리 지나면. I'm addicted, don't stop right here. I'm committed, just feel it, babe. Don't you get it?
Four, four, now four, now the system. Four, four, the new era, era. Four, four, jump, you back and jump. Four, four, the new era, era. Four, four, what is in on the question? Four, four, I doubt radar, radar. Four, four, back, later than the back jump. Four, four, the new era, era. That's your papa, da.
Okay, that was Fang. Thank you, Fang, Mr. UK. So after that, we have love.angel.music.baby.by Leroy, which is a side project of Jane Remover. Jane Remover is not Asian, but I really like their music, so I'm playing it. And their music is just a great example of experimenting. And also, Jane Remover is iconic, so why not play her stuff? And then after Leroy, we have Wanda Mountain, who has a couple other names. So I think their government name is, I'm going to mispronounce it, but it's Odmunk Natsagdorj. I tried to look up pronunciations on the internet. There are no examples that I could find, but they are known as Wanda Mountain. I think that's their like musical name. They're Mongolian artist. Oh, they also go by OD9. And has collaborated with Drain Gang before, which I thought was really interesting, and has designed Drain Gang merch.
They're artists.
Yeah. Actually, they have like a whole like brand, a fashion brand called House of Odd OD, which I thought was really cool. Just that a cool. creative person in general. So I guess go look them up.
Yeah.
Really cool individual, I think. And they were in one of Blady's albums, Spider, with two R's at the end, in the song Nothing with two G's at the end. I don't really listen to Blady's music, so I don't know what it sounds like. But yeah, that's where you might have heard their name from. So we have Leroy and then Wanda Mountain.
Very cool.
You guys have been already so fucking awesome, but I need just even this much more of your crowd participation, which of course means that I'm gonna need you guys to make out with the person that's next to you, whether that's your girlfriend or your boyfriend or just your friend that's hot that you kind of want an excuse to make out with them, or you just want to experiment it but you don't want to admit it. So here you go. Here is your chance. I need you guys to make out for this next song, and I want to put you on these giant screens behind me.
Just make music, baby. guys on your feet the whole night. I want to hear you guys singing along. This is a motherfucking party. We're here to have a good ass time. Let me hear y'all.
Okay, guys, that was amazing. I kind of forgot how good that song was. It's just so fun and refreshing, I think.
Yeah. I love, like, when songs have, like, that really, have really acidic sense, because, like, it's, like, it always gives that feeling. Like, you get why it's called acidic, because it makes the song, like, sound like it's liquefying, like it's melting. Like, when the song first started, when it goes, like, I can't imitate it, because it's electronic.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
But, like, it sounds like something is, like, bubbling up, and I just find that, like, a really cool sound. And then, like, I think, like, electronic music is so special in that, like, there are so many experimental sounds that, like, you can't replicate with physical instruments, and it's, like, uniquely electronic that is, like, I don't know. I think it's something we should really appreciate in the world of music and as, like, a genre and, like, a class of music.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have anything to add. Yeah, I mean,
average discussion post comment. I agree.
I agree with all your points. Great talking to you, Ina. I hope I get participation points. So I'm just going to go on to the next songs. Actually, I'm going to just read them all out because we're kind of tight on time. And I don't know, actually. I want to introduce every artist, but... Okay, next song is by Death Soulja. It's called Pain, followed by two Chinese characters that I don't know.
Featuring
Shushu. So Shushu is based in Shanghai, so I'm assuming the Chinese characters are kind of from her. And then Death Soulja is a rapper slash artist. I really couldn't find anything about him except that he was inspired by Black Krae, who is like a Black American hip-hop artist. So there's that. And I think you can kind of see that in the Soulja name, which is spelled S-O-U-L-J-A-H, probably taken from Black American culture, and I don't think Death Soulja is American. After that, we have a song by Zoc Creepy Pasta, great name, called Stop Calling, followed by more Chinese characters, which I can't read. I'm very sorry about that. And so apparently Zoc Creepy Pasta is big into hyperpop, which you can tell from his from the song, you'll hear it. And I kept seeing the word scenecore pop up as a genre of his, which I don't know what that is, but I thought that was really interesting.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. And pretty new artists. I think their first release, at least under the Zoc Creepypasta name, was in 2023, which is now already 3 years ago, but it feels very recent to me. After that is an artist called Billy XO. The song name is Stuck, featuring Mura. Again, I really couldn't find anything about these artists, but they're alt electronic. Yeah, now that I'm getting my music from SoundCloud, it's a lot less information available on the artists. And then after that, the last song is called Please Wait. It's Zoc Creepypasta again, featuring DVRELZ, Divrels, I think. But yeah, I'm going to be playing those four songs back to back. Hope you enjoy. Tell me what do I find?
Yeah. future. Now I'm broken.